Hello, everyone. Hello, hello. This is Naomi Tillery, the founder of Live on Purpose International Incorporation. First, before I begin my podcast, I want to say happy holidays to everyone. I know it's been a minute since I've came out to do a podcast because I was taking some time with my family. My prayer is that you had an amazing Christmas. And we are in a new year. Thank you, Jesus. We are in 2021. Yes, we are here. We made it. We want to thank God for just being alive. Oh my gosh, so much have gone on in 2020. And, you know, some of us may have had a loved one or a friend to pass from the COVID-19. But when we stop and look at everything, we have to just thank God that we are still here. We are still alive and well. He brought us from January the 1st of 2020 into January the 1st, 2021. Even through this pandemic, even through this quarantine, this COVID-19, I give glory to God, you know, for keeping my family safe, keeping me safe, keeping my loved ones safe. And I just want to come out to encourage you to continue to just look towards heaven, knowing that all of our help comes from the Lord. So I just want to say thank you for all of my listeners who have listened to my podcast starting in June. Oh my gosh, I started this podcast in June and I'm so excited. And I know that God have so much more in store for me and for you. So let me begin. And I am going to start with John 14, verse 1. And it says, "Don't worry or surrender to your fear, for you believed in God. Now trust and believe in me also." So what God is telling us that we don't need to have any fear. All we need to do is trust in Him. Put our heart, turn our hearts towards God, and let us surrender all anxiety, all stress, all depression. Let us surrender to Him because He wants us to come to Him with everything. In another scripture, it says, "Cast all your cares upon God." So He wants us to cast all our cares. So everything that's on your heart, cast it to Him. Even with this whole pandemic thing that's going on, they say another wind of it is coming around, but we're not going to be concerned with that because we trust in God and we're not leaning on our own understanding, but we are trusting in Him, knowing that all things are working together for the good of those who love the Lord. And then it says over here in 1 Peter 5 and 7, it says, actually, I'm starting off with 5 and 6. It said, "If you bow low in God's awesome presence, He will eventually exalt you as you leave the timing in His hands. Pour out all your worries and stress upon Him and leave them there, for He always tenderly cares for you." So there you have it. Cast all your cares upon God. Give it to Him. Release it to Him. Give Him everything that may try to come upon you. This is a brand new year. 2020 is behind us. We are going to move forward. We're going to seek God in our life. We're going to seek Him in every area of our life. We're going to ask Him, what do we need to do to be in His presence, to line up with His word? Again, I know a lot have gone on. You know, even now they're talking about the vaccine shots and stuff. Whatever decision you make concerning that, let it be a decision that you prayed and asked God for, but don't do it because of what we're hearing on the news, but do it because God has spoken to you. So we want to seek God in our lives more in this year. We want to seek him, asking him for his will. Let his will be done and not our will. So again, I am just so excited about 2021. And something that my pastor always say, millions didn't make it, but thank God that we are one of the ones that did make it. You know, I have sympathy, empathy for the people that loved ones has passed on. But I just also thank God that I am still here, because I know that I am still here, that I have work to do on this earth. I have lives to touch. I need to touch that man, that woman who needs to hear and know that God loves them in spite of, no matter what you did on last night, New Year's Eve, know that God loves you. He cares about you. He wants you to be in his presence. So as we continue on this journey of this new beginning, you know, a lot of people make goals, you know, they're going to set a goal for January the 1st, but they say by February or March, they stop with their goals. Don't be that individual. Be that individual that consistently complete their goals. So whatever goal you set for January the 1st, carry it out to the end, to December 31st of 2021. So don't start something and then stop. So be that person that you'll be able to inspire someone else to continue to go forward. So I just want to come out and just encourage you and know that I am here to help you in your walk with God. And in Romans 8, it says that, I'm sorry, not Romans 8, forgive me. In Romans 9, my glasses are very new. It says, oh, I'm so sorry. Romans 10 says that, I'm starting at the 9th verse. Romans 10:9 says, and what is God's living message? It is the revelation of faith for salvation, which is the message that we preach. For if you publicly declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will experience salvation. Verse 10 says, the heart that believes in him receives the gift of the righteousness of God. And then the mouth confesses resulting in salvation. I'm going to read that again. Romans 10:9 says, and what is God's living message? It is the revelation of faith for salvation, which is the message that we preach. For if you publicly declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will experience salvation. Verse 10 says, the heart that believes in him receives the gift of the righteousness of God. And then the mouth confesses resulting in salvation. So I don't want to take it for granted that those that listen to my podcast know God, but if you just confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you will be saved. You will receive salvation. So that was Romans 10:9-10. You could read that verse, that scripture in your quiet time. But if you ever need someone to talk to, if you ever need anyone to pray with you, I am here for you. I am here to intercede on your behalf. I want you to know that God loves you and I love you. And so as we approach this new year, I would just say a prayer over 2021. Heavenly Father, we just come before you, just bowing down, thanking you for another year. This is a day that you have made. This is another year that you have made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. We are not going to look at the past, but we are going to move towards the future. So God, to everyone that may run across my podcast, that will listen to my podcast, I speak life into them. I speak that they know you, God. I decree and declare that this year will be the best year of their life, God. They will not just speak what your words say, but they will believe in what they are speaking. So God, I thank you that each and every person, God, they are the head and not the tail. They are above and not beneath. And God, that dream, that gift that's within them, they will fulfill it in 2021. God, they will be consistent and stay on the course, stay on the path that you have them on. So God, I just thank you and I love you, God, for everything that you're about to do in their life, God. God, we praise you and we glorify you and we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. So I love you. And if you need to reach out to me, you can DM me through my Instagram or my Facebook page. And I would love to connect with you and know that 2021 is going to be the best year ever, because I love you and Jesus loves you and I am here to help you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day on today. Enjoy your New Year's Day.